The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman, with you on this Friday, 8th day of February, 2019. Ray in Cleveland. Go ahead.
Hello. Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey, you weren't in Tuesday. You okay?
Yeah. Thanks for the inquiry. What's on your mind, Ray?
Okay. I called in and wanted to talk to you. And even though I was born in Cleveland, I roam around. I was up in Wayne, Romulus. That's up in Detroit.
Yeah, I know
I'm
where it's at.
I'm actually in Kansas.
I lived in those places, yeah.
And I can just let you know, with all the news that's going to unfold, I'm in a brand new Peterbilt here in the state of Kansas. I'll be in Denver coming back. But I roam around. And when I listen to Tom out of Florida, I don't know if Tom's anywhere near Boca Raton or Fort Lauderdale. But my job, as I deliver a brand new truck, I'll be on a plane, be on a bus, rent a car, so I travel everywhere. You put out the word, I guess, John, 2 years ago, you put out Peter Weiss's The Greatest Story Never Told.
Mm-hmm.
And because of you, I watched it. It was long. It was very powerful. And something like that, I watched one. Maybe I think I might have watched that three times. But I called in to let all your listeners this. I listened to how this high school student was told to be scared, and Tom down in Florida was stating that the new language is not English. There is a program. I don't know who did it. I don't know if he's German, but it's not the point. It is called Europa. Have you heard about it, Europa?
Just briefly a while ago, but I don't remember where.
All right, real quick. I don't know who the man is. Peter Weiss, who I listened to, Diane Spengola, he was on. This Europa hit me so hard, John. There's 10 parts. You're busy. I would ask you to watch part 4, then watch part 1, then part 7. Don't go 1, 2, 3. It's long. The reason I'm mentioning this to you, it's the final solution. What the final solution is, you can go to part 9, part 10, and you literally see the people as they film in the year 2019 in Greece, in Italy, in London. Any case, John, the final solution is literally all of the white race washed out by these huge ships. But I don't want to go into that. I want to mention to you what you keep telling us, and I'm not screaming at you. You keep saying, hey, stop self-centering. I'm not self-centering. I don't want to get excited, but it hits really hard. I got physically ill, John. I had some time. I had 2 weeks when I was in Cleveland. I watched the series. I'm going to watch them all again, but it's so powerful that I'm calling Steve on a Sunday program, and I cannot talk to you unless you watch it. It falls in line. Everything you have been talking about, your listeners, but when you see how it is on, when you mention how this high school student's being told this, and You were up in Detroit, I was in Cleveland, but he's about your age, you're a little older, but Jim Trafficant, He's still on YouTube. I'd ask all your listeners to watch him. He's got 10-minute clip, 5-minute clip, Sean Hannity, Verona Susskind, I can't pronounce her name, but he was the congressman from Youngstown, son of a truck driver, who said America's Israel's whore. He put it out there.
Yep.
If he was running, I would vote for him. Anyways, I don't want to get into Trump. I don't want to get into big things. I want to get into what you keep stressing, and I'm going to end this call by what you kept telling us. Stop self-centering. Too many of us are frightened. I'm not scared, John, and I'm not mad at you. By the way.
But wait a minute. I'm kind of missing the point here as to why I would be angry at you.
Well,
for what?
Because I get excited. Because I get excited like the fellow in Florida gets all excited. He talks real fast.
Okay.
But
me telling people not to self-censor, what? You're asking me not to get mad at you, and I don't understand the correlation here.
You're running a network that isn't getting any fun. If you got 100 phone calls, if I listen to in 1 month, John, I can name off the top of my head 10 names. Are they supporting you? Do they put anything towards you? I have stayed away from you. Things have been really hard. But next Friday, hopefully, I will either see you in person sometime following. I'm coming down. When you watch what confirms everything you have been speaking about, it is time to speak. Don't self-censor yourself. What you are mentioning is a topic that gets everyone scared. They'll stay in their house to converse, but when it's out in the public, they're frightened to death to discuss this matter. For example, when Jim Traficant was moved from Youngstown, that was a federal district court. He was moved out of his own district and moved to Cleveland. So I went looking for Jim Traficant in year 2000. I couldn't find him, John. It was Metzenbaum Building, and you know who he was. He was a Jewish senator.
Yeah.
So I myself didn't know all this. But when you watch Europa, as I say, out of order, part four, part one.
Part seven. I got it.
Yes. In your time. Anyways, John, I'm calling your cohort, your man from Florida. And one last thing. How is your friend from California doing, Ron?
I have no idea.
Is he okay?
Have no idea.
Gotcha, John. I'm with you. It's just we need to start to support your network. You, your call screeners. It's I'm done. I can't save America.
Ray,
I just lost
one of my board ops that has been with me since he was 18 years old. Dan left last Friday, and he had opportunities. And I looked at him and I said, you know, I could be a selfish asshat here and guilt you and give you a list of reasons why you can't abandon me or whatever. I said, but I'm not going to do that. I said, you have to do, you're still the young man, you've got to do what you think you got to do. So go with my blessing. I did not want him to leave.
John,
if I could have paid him more, he might have stuck around. But I cannot. My biggest expense to this network are these guys that connect you with the talk show host and
Correct.
Keep stuff running and post stuff on the website and
Correct.
Do. And they're the board ops basically are the engineers and the call screener and the telephone answerer and all of that stuff. They wear a lot of different hats.
No offense to you, but when callers call in and not to get excited like I do, like I said, I have nothing with Tommy, so sometimes I guess I have too much coffee in the day, but I stayed away from you. I haven't been supporting you. It's been really hard, but when you watch that series, the greatest story never told, this is nothing like it. It is that powerful, John. So, hey, going to be help coming through here hopefully soon, John. It's just when you have this news, I don't get excited to be fear-mongering. It's time to help you, meaning the network. I stay with who I know, John, and I really appreciate you. Really like a lot of your callers, but for God's sakes, if you get 10 callers, at least, three or four of them would put some coin in your basket.
Generally speaking, Ray, the formula for talk radio has always been 1% or less respondents to any given show at any given time. I think we got a little bit higher rate than that. but the majority of the listening audience always stays silent.
Well, you're on subject, John. Everything you're getting on, it's time to talk. It's no time to hide. Just, I try to keep it cool. It's just as you talk to strangers, I do too. But I have been putting out RBN on my little YouTube comments everywhere I get a chance. I always put John Stadtmiller, RBN, Monday through Friday, National Intel. I mean, it's with my thumb on a little tiny little screen. I don't have a computer. But, okay. Hey, you take care. Hey, go Detroit Pistons, right? Oh, Detroit Lions.
Yeah, whatever.
Keep Detroit strong. Bye, John.
All right, Ray. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. We could use the support, folks. This is, if you remember, prior to 2008, we never asked for donations. Never heard me once ask for a donation. And people are finally starting to get the idea. I'm going to get into some economic news a little bit later here. But people are finally getting the idea that things are not as good as they've been projected. And as I said, I'll get into a little bit of that. But folks, for 11 years now, we have been in an uphill battle just to keep this network funded and keep it on the air. And I want to make a point of correction here, because a lot of people have this, even Mark Anderson. We're not internet radio. Although we are on the internet, we're a full-service satellite network, all the bells and whistles, okay? And we've done this for next to nothing, on the cheap and on the fly. I've had people from major networks look at what we're doing and going, I don't know how the hell you guys are doing it. You know, I've had people from the bigger networks say, you know, maybe he's got something here. Maybe he's the wave of the future. And all the while they were drowning in debt and going bankrupt. Duh. Al in West Virginia. Hello, Al.
Hey, John, I've been saying this for a long time, that once I get done with all these other countries, who's going to be last? Well, you know it's going to be ours.
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah. So that tells you right there that Trump's not on board there with this. I mean, he's in with them on this New World Order, I believe, because otherwise he'd put a stop to all this stuff.
Okay. All right, Al, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
All right.
I'm not going to argue, and I'm not going to jump on the Trump train to defend or whatever else. He either is or he isn't. I don't know that he is. I don't know how Al knows that he is. I don't know. And you know what? In the final analysis, it doesn't matter if he is or he isn't. Because eventually we're going to have to do what we're going to have to do. Okay? There it is. Now, ironically, we were talking about self-censorship. I don't do that. Madison Avenue or the anti-white agenda of Jewish ad agencies. And people have been talking about this. They have noticed it. Since returning to the U.S., I've done something that I almost never did before. Watching a little TV. Generally after 7 p.m. or so, I'll plop down and watch a true crime program or two. Say Cold Justice, Cold Case Files, or Criminal Confessions. All three of my favorites. Unfortunately, these programs and all others I've seen are infested with commercials. I'm not talking about the local mom and pop commercials, pitching a downtown cafe or a hardware store. No, I'm talking about the flashy high-dollar ads of sound, color, light, and neurotic humanoids blasting about second by second like crazed cockroaches. Actually, and unlike local TV ads, these glitz and bling Jewish productions really are not so much to sell a product so much as they are there to sell an idea and push a political agenda. Now, although fast food, beer, glamour, shiny cars, and insurance are the surface items being hawked on these big budget ads, they left out drugs. One quickly is aware that white genocide is the main object. Rarely does one of these ads pop up that is not flagrantly anti-white. Now, in these commercials, concocted by large Jewish ad agencies known collectively as Madison Avenue. Straight white males are always the targets. As anyone who has watched even a little TV knows by now, virtually all such men are portrayed as fat, fumbling, flopping fools, as just a bunch of bumbling bozos and buffoons who are all incompetent, clumsy clowns incapable of solving even the simplest task. They are always either bouncing around stupidly and pointlessly from commercial to commercial, or they are just standing stunned, baffled, open-mouthed, as if in a daze. Or they're stuffing vast amounts of junk food into their gorge holes. These same clueless white clods, the same, by the way, whose ancestors gave us electricity, automobiles, airplanes, computers, heart transplants, and moon landings, are clearly lacking in every department, intellectually, morally, socially, and hygienically. White men are seldom leaders in these commercials. They are usually confused, perplexed, but willing followers of their betters. Brilliant black and brown men and young, hard-charging superwomen. Invariably, this motley menagerie, these saviors of the day, are always neat, always clean, always intelligent, always black, brown, or female. These superior beings merely roll their eyes in disgust at the ridiculous predicaments white men get themselves into, then go about showing word or example how the unkempt, disgusting white male moron needs to do something the right way. Now, mostly, the only white men who are portrayed as bright, intelligent, slim, clean, and successful in these ads are either gay couples or those with dark women on their arms. In every Jewish commercial ever created, a black or brown is never, no matter what the situation, portrayed in a bad light, ever. In the fantasy world of Jewish commercials, they are always the flawless decision makers, the sure, certain, selfless take chargers, the best and the brightest mankind has to offer. They never commit the same stupid mistakes as the crude, clumsy, clueless white men. They are all cool, confident, well-dressed, natural-born leader types. They are scientists, surgeons, professionals, jet pilots, or just your common, everyday, successful black or brown businessman coolly making their million-dollar decisions each day inside Fortune 500 boardrooms. White males in these commercials are often looked at askance and lectured by blacks or browns on the proper, mature, and intelligent way of doing things, even though the ancestors of the latter, with millions of years to work with, somehow never managed to even invent a simple wheel. This might sound kind of hard, but things are engineered the way they're engineered. Race mixing, of course, the main focus of these Jewish commercials. Virtually every other couple shown as a mixed race twosome, usually a charming, successful, intelligent young black man embracing, kissing, and rolling happily in bed with a lovely, slim, graceful white woman. Now, these couples are always portrayed as laughing, carefree, successful, and deeply in love. And they are never seen in the reality, usually are miserable, angry, arguing, drunken, drugged, fat, vulgar, disheveled, or violent. Okay, a little harsh. In one progressive insurance ad, a beautiful young white female bumps into a black guy at a jukebox, whereupon they fall instantly in love. In the next shot, the deeply smitten duo are happily performing together on stage, singing to a rapturous audience. Now that's progressive, reads the Jewish moral message. Now the fact is, despite Jews trying to convince us on their commercials that every other couple is a mixed race match, no matter where one looks in the U.S., are mixed-race couples the norm? Left to our own devices, if left alone, our instincts would naturally kick in, and a few of us would even socialize with blacks and browns, much less date and have sex with them. If left alone, our instincts will naturally repel us from the dark-skinned people. They're strange, and to our instincts. Okay. I will stop here. You're getting the idea. As I've pointed out, what was Archie Bunker all about? And Meathead, he was a loudmouthed communist socialist, wasn't he? And Archie, a little backwards, a little disheveled, always missing at least one beer out of the six-pack. But there was Archie.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Now, the reason I covered that article, and I, folks, there is a reason that the society and the culture in this country looks the way that it does. I hate to admit this, but I have to. The Weinstein brothers. Oh, you know, the pervert Weinstein that had to dive under the desk because he really was as bad as everybody contended. Well, you didn't hear a tenth of it. But the Weinstein brothers would crank out any kind of garbage and just crank it out, crank it out, crank it out. Well, you guys familiar with the movies, Scary Movie 1 and 2? I had never seen them. And I was working on the computer today, and one of them was playing. And every once in a while, it would grab my attention, and I would look. Some of the most raucous stuff that you could ever imagine putting on the silver screen was playing right in my living room. So I turned the volume down, and I kept working. Well, then Scary Movie 2 came up. Now, here was movies that were given big budgets. Here were movies that glorified all that was non-glorifiable. And quite frankly, It wasn't funny, not to me. But that's not who those movies are really targeted at. I've been watching a lot of documentaries. One about Hollywood. And the information was coming by way of such notables as Tom Petty. Watched several interviews. His battle, he changed the music industry. The reason I'm sad Tom Petty is dead, not because he was a good singer-songwriter, he was a great songwriter. His voice wasn't great, but the band was catchy and he had guts. From Gainesville, Florida, he packed up his friends. They went to California and they struck gold. Well, at least for a little while. Until the music companies tried to do him out of their gold, and he said, look, you want to know where the song I Won't Back Down came from? That was his pitch battle with the record companies. And he literally changed the record industry. When Tom Petty died, it wasn't just a singer, songwriter, and performer. It was somebody that had guts. He never liked to see anybody picked on, anybody for any reason. Because in his young childhood, he was the subject of a lot of abuse from his father. His mother died when he was younger. There went his safety net. It formed him. It made Tom Petty who he turned out to be. The music industry also revealed in a lot of different interviews I saw from a lot of different people. Ladies and gentlemen, the change that happened in the music industry, the one that's not really that acceptable, that is anti-police or anti-this or anti-that, or the record companies promoted rap. The unsavory individuals, you know, Tupac Shakur. Big Daddy Fat Man, whatever the hell his name was, the East and the West Coast Boys and whatever. All their energies, monies were put in to rap, which in my way of thinking is the antithesis of anything musical, anything creative, anything really worth listening to. And look where it went. We're a trendy kind of a hula hoop country, man. The box, you know, we're a nation that has our noses pressed up against the glass. We want it. We only know one thing. We want it, and we want it fast. But we'll take whatever's being pushed. And a lot of the youth in this country ended up in the rap claptrap, as I like to call it. Not an era of human enlightenment, that's for damn sure. The regression of all that we would hold dear. Now, it would be easy just to blame blacks for that. But it just ain't so. Put a bag full of money in front of somebody and see what they'll do for it, and I don't give a damn what color they are. They will do or say anything that you want them to. And by providing millions and billions of dollars into that industry to pump out the new cultural message, Jim in Kansas, I will take your call right after the bottom of the hour break here. Don't go away. Oh, he already gone? Okay. All right, then. On toll-free numbers, people don't even like to hold on. Okay. All right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream. But we're never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy. No, we're never gonna survive.
Let's hit the news today. Facebook says it needs to collect all your data to protect against terrorism and child abuse. But in actuality, I don't care what platform it is, all the information is being turned over to the government data vacuums. Facebook was slapped with a ruling in Germany today that limits how the social media giant can collect data across its multiple platforms, like WhatsApp and Instagram. And Facebook isn't happy about it, to say the least. The company says it's collecting all that data for your own good. They're simply using their data sharing methods to protect you against terrorism and child abuse, according to Facebook. Seriously, folks. Now, Germany's federal regulator of business competition, and I hope I don't, my German is not next to non-existent, the Bundeskartellamt. And I'll just refer to that as the federal regulator, at least within the context of the story. Germany's federal regulator of business competition ruled that Facebook can no longer use data that it collects across different platforms without explicit permission from their users.
Facebook users in Germany and elsewhere previously had no way to opt out of sharing of data between platforms like WhatsApp, Instagram, and third-party apps not owned by Facebook. The previous practice of combining all data in a Facebook user account practically without any restrictions will now be subject to the voluntary consent given by the users. And president of the regulation thing over there, Andreas Mundt, said in a statement. Now, the German regulator noted that it didn't take issue with Facebook-owned services like WhatsApp and Instagram collecting data. It just didn't like that one company was aggregating all of that data across multiple platforms. And what the German regulator alleges that Facebook has used this data collection in anti-competitive ways. It's always a siding to the main track story, isn't it there? The German regulator said they didn't take issue with the Facebook-owned services. Man, they're just anti-competitive. Well, the company has a dominant position in the German market for social networks, the regulator said in a statement on its website this morning. With 23 million daily active users in Germany and 32 million monthly active users, Facebook has a market share of more than 95%. And these are the daily active users. And more than 80% of the monthly active users. The German regulator also noted that Google Plus would be shutting down in April of 2019, and that Facebook's other competitors like Snapchat, YouTube, and Twitter only offer parts of the services that Facebook does. But Facebook, which the history will no doubt judge harshly as being the net negative for humanity, is pushing back and maintains that there's real competition among social media platforms in the country. Well, you and I both know that that's not the issue with Facebook. The German regulators underestimate the fierce competition we face in Germany, misinterprets our compliance with the GDPR, and undermines the mechanisms European law provides for ensuring consistent data protection standards across the EU. Facebook said that in a statement. Now, they claim that over 40% of the social media users in Germany don't even use Facebook, which seems like an odd claim since 60% market share would be considered monopolistic in almost any other industry. For example, Standard Oil had roughly 64% market share in 1911 before it was broken up by the U.S. government for being what? A monopoly. Facebook insists that combining all the data is actually great. In fact, the company says it's keeping everybody safe from stuff like terrorism and child abuse. And this is the statement that Facebook put out this morning. Facebook has always been about connecting you with people and information you're interested in. We tailor each person's Facebook experience so it's unique to you, and we use a variety of information to do this, including the information you include in your profile, the news stories you like to share, and what other services share with us about your use of the websites and apps. Using information across our service also helps us protect people's safety and security, including, for example, identifying abusive behavior and disabling accounts tied to terrorism, child exploitation, and election interference across both Facebook and Instagram. Facebook experience, so it's unique to you, including the information you include on your profile, your news stories you'd like to share. And really? No, if you cite a news story they don't like, you're gone. Or they might ghost you for a while. It doesn't look like anybody's reading your post and you're not getting anything back. No friends are joining you or new friends. There's a ghost in the machine, folks. But chances are they'll just outright ban you. Because some little collective group of snowflakes are deciding what's going to be on Facebook and what isn't. And it's just not that social platform. It's all of them. Now, by the end of Facebook's statement, the company leans heavily into the claim that everybody else is doing it, so why can't they? Which may be the most terrifying point. Every day, people interact with companies that connect and use data in similar ways. And all of this should be and is a legitimate area of focus for regulators and policymakers around the world. Yet the German agency is trying to implement an unconventional standard for a single company. That's according to Facebook. Now, they've been coming under fire for playing fast and loose with the mountains of data that is collected on users over the years. The story broke wide open in March of 2018 when it was revealed that the Cambridge Analytica had used Facebook data to target Americans and help swing the 2016 presidential election for President Donald Trump. Since then, Facebook has faced countless questions about its privacy practices from governments around the world. Most recently, Facebook was caught putting spyware on the phones of teenagers for quote-unquote research purposes. They're data collectors, just as the phone companies. We caught them how many years ago? Recording the conversations and turning them right over to the government. Folks, either we have privacy in this country or we don't. For whatever real or pretended reason, you know what? That's just the way it is. We had a system of justice in this country that when you were dealing with people and their freedom, there was a little thing called due process. Now it has morphed into you're guilty until you are vetted and we clear you and we declare you to be innocent. It's not a joke. That's the way it is in America today. And they're finding all sorts of ways, end arounds for limiting your freedoms. I'll give you an example. New gun bill would require buyers to reveal social media history before you can buy a gun. This comes out of Chicago, CBS. Okay. Before Nicholas Cruz killed 17 people at Florida's Parkland High School last year, he posted images of guns, bullets, and a dead frog on Instagram. And before former Marine Ian David Long gunned down 12 last year at the California bar, he posted on Facebook, "I hope people call me insane." "This is something my community is demanding action on," said Representative Daniel Dedeck, Democrat out of Buffalo Grove. That's why Dedeck is proposing gun buyers have to reveal their public social media accounts to Illinois police before they're approved for a firearm license. A lot of people who are having mental health issues will often post on their social media pages that they're about to hurt themselves or others. We need to give those people the help that they need. You can imagine there's pushback from pro-gun groups. When people look at this, everyone who has a Facebook account or an email account or a Twitter account will be incensed or should be, said Richard Pearson with the Illinois State Rifle Association. But even the card-carrying communist over at the ACLU is opposed as well. Shock of all shocks. Rebecca Glenberg with the ACLU Illinois says the bill doesn't say anything about how that list will be retained and how long and what uses it might be put to. And again, the argument is, no, you shouldn't be doing it in the first place. Oh, well, it's a slippery slope and, you know, the balancing point, and here comes the usual crap, okay? The First Amendment group worries that police scanning social media may show bias. A person's political beliefs, a person's religious beliefs, things that should not play a part in whether someone gets a FOID card or not. But this DDEC isn't deterred. It gives Illinois State Police additional tools to make sure that dangerous weapons aren't getting into the hands of dangerous people. Dedeck says the bill is a less intrusive version of a similar measure that's been proposed in New York State. That version allows police to recover a gun license applicant's entire browsing history. Even Dedeck says that goes a little bit too far. Well, if you haven't noticed, New York and California, they're off of the edge of the flat earth, folks. And always the the argument is always posed that is not the point of what raises people to ire. You know, well, how's the information going to be used and how long are they going to keep it? Keep your damn hands off my itty-bitty. The Red Law. Folks, if my newspaper friend is still listening in Ann Arbor, years ago, he and I had several conversations. He looked at the Michigan militia and what we were doing and the stuff that we were talking about on radio as just being, oh, dangerous. And I'm not anti-gun, I'm a gun collector. I told him in a conversation, I said, you know what I can have done to you? I can call up anonymously. I don't have to give a name. I don't have to give my phone number. I can call 1-800-ATF-GUNS, G-U-N-S. I still remember that number to this day. And I can report to the ATF that, yeah, you're a gun collector. I've heard your conversations. You're really anti-government, and I think he's going to kill somebody. And I said, I can have the BATF kicking down your door within 24 hours. And he called me a liar. And I said, well, you're a newspaper man. Check it out. I got a call, not the following day, the day after. And he said, you were right. What are these red laws doing? Same thing the ATF was doing. If somebody that you think is maybe a little dangerous or they're anti-government or they're talking about freedom and liberty and being a sovereign or whatever the case may be, due process goes out the window until you're vetted by the state that you should have permission to own a gun. Notice I said permission to own a gun. People have said many times, all bets are off when they start coming for the guns. Well, what do you think they're doing now? I got a question here. Can you repeat the video that West Virginia mentioned? Didn't hear a title to that series. It's called Europa. Okay. Well, I had to check this story to make sure it was true. U.S. federal judge dismisses lawsuit against BDS supporters. Pro-Israel groups have suffered a major defeat in the U.S. court after a federal judge dismissed a lawsuit against the American Studies Association. Resolution to endorse the call to boycott Israel academic institutions as part of a boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. On Monday, a district court in Washington threw out the lawsuit against the ASA, which is the oldest scholarly organization devoted to the interdisciplinary study of U.S. culture and history. The federal judge ruled that the anti-BDS plaintiffs were unable to explain how they were injured by the boycott, a requirement for the lawsuit to even move forward. The ruling is a significant victory for human rights campaigners and a blow to efforts by Israeli lobby groups to use courts to harass, intimidate, and silence supporters of Palestinian rights in the U.S. universities, a tactic known as lawfare. It's also a major boost for Americans sacked from their jobs on the back of the anti-BDS legislation denounced by critics as being unconstitutional. Pro-Israel group, the Louis D. Brandeis Center, filed a lawsuit against the ASA in April 2016 over its resolution to boycott Israeli academic institutions. The lawsuit argued that in adopting the resolution, which was voted on by an overwhelmingly Democratic majority, the ASA operated beyond its corporate charter and caused the plaintiffs to suffer significant economic and reputational damage. In the court's 20-page ruling, the U.S. District Judge Rudolf Contreras wrote that the pro-Israel group had danced around key issues and was unable to show that they had suffered enough monetary damage to warrant a federal case. The judge found that at most, the individual plaintiffs could seek damages of a few hundred dollars to cover membership dues,
they allege were misappropriated, but they'd have to find some other venue to pursue their claims. Radhika Sanath, senior attorney with the civil rights group Palestinian Legal, summed up the court's judgment, saying that the court basically said in no uncertain words that the plaintiff suing ASA lied when they claimed to have suffered significant economic and reputational damage. But as the court explained, nowhere in the lawsuit could the plaintiffs explain what that damage was. It didn't pass the smell test. One of the four co-defendants, Dr. Stephen Salatia, an outspoken advocate of Palestinian rights, who was fired from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign for tweets criticizing Israel's 2014 assault on Gaza, said after the verdict, "I'm thrilled that this baseless case has been dismissed. It served no purpose other than persecuting those who dare to criticize Israeli policy and seek to end the occupation through peaceful means." Another co-defended Wesleyan University professor, Kanua, denounced the lawsuit as a politically motivated attempt to suppress free speech. "The Brandeis Center did not hold back its clear intent to punish me for standing up in solidarity with the Palestinians and to deter others. They don't call it lawfare for nothing." The court's decision comes in context of a broader federal assault on BDS for Palestinian human rights. On Tuesday, the U.S. Senate passed a measure that would criminalize politically motivated boycotts of Israel across the United States. Gee, can we sue the Congress? Miles in Maine, go ahead. You're up next.
Hello, John. Good show. I hope people are ready to support RBN financially, because we have to. It's our PBF.
Well, it is what it is, and it has not changed.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment, just to add a couple things, not to contest you or anything, but Tom Petty did back down. He backed down on the Confederate flag, and he, you could say, was the result of Charlottesville, inevitably, and that type of activity. By doing so, he wasn't alone, but you add one to another, and you finally get the straw that breaks the camel's back, and you got a wave of capitulation. So Petty did back down. I liked him. I liked his music, but I was very disappointed in that. And on another note, Petty had a very gifted life as a child. I don't know if you were aware of this, but the guy that taught him how to play the guitar, who he received guitar lessons from, was Don Felder from the Eagles. And I don't think it's very easy to come by a professional musician like that you take your guitar lessons from. In fact, Don Felder was the one that, 12 years old or 10 years old, called Tom Petty, as they knew him, as Little Tommy Petty. So I just thought that'd be some interesting info for you, knowing how you enjoy trivia.
Thank you, Miles. I appreciate your call.
Thanks, John. Keep up the great work.
Kyle in Oklahoma. Hello, Kyle.
Hello. Just a quick comment in regards to Oklahoma. Just found out yesterday on the local news that there is a gentleman trying to propose a permit or license to carry here in Oklahoma. So we'll see how that kind of goes. But, you know, that can be on people's radar, especially if they live in Oklahoma. I just wanted to pass that on to you and your audience.
Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate that. Thanks for your call. Anybody else there, Mike? Just Europa. I guess. Then we got to have the guy from, what was he, from West Virginia? Call back into the show. Maybe it's been scrubbed. I don't know. Let's see here. We got about 5 minutes left. Oh, here's a good one. Big Telecom sold highly sensitive customers' GPS data typically used for 9/11 calls. And they even managed, you know, we knew about this. They even managed to squeeze that into a story today on Fox News. Of course, it was on Fox Business, but yeah. Around 250 bounty hunters and related businesses had access to AT&T mobile and Sprint customer location data, according to documents obtained by Motherboard. The documents also show the telecom company sold data intended to be used by 9/11 operators and first responders to data aggregators, who sold it to bounty hunters. The data was in some cases so accurate that the user could be tracked to a specific spot, even inside of a building. Folks, Enemy of the State, go watch that one, Gene Hackman. That, how old's that movie, Mike? 2000? Look it up, just for the sake of accuracy here. 1998. Go watch that movie. That was over 20 years ago. They can do a lot with their data collection and their devices. The news shows not only how widely American-sensitive location data has been sold through the overlooked and questionable data broker market, but it also how the ease of access dramatically increased the risk of abuse. Motherboard found that an individual company made more than 18,000 data location requests through a data broker. Other companies made thousands of requests. The full details of our investigation are available if you go to the website. Big Telecom sold highly sensitive customer GPS. There's a link to that. Read it for yourself. The scandal keeps getting worse. Carriers assured customers location tracking abuses were isolated incidents. Now it appears that hundreds of people could track our phones, and they are doing it. They've been doing it for years before anyone at the wireless companies took any action. Oregon Senator Ron Wyden said in an emailed statement after it was presented with Motherboard's findings, "That's more than an oversight. That's flagrant, willful disregard the safety and security of Americans." The government's been doing this for years. Data collecting. What do you think all these supercomputers are? They've been compiling data on everybody. This is why it's so dangerous now. Everything you buy, everything you see, everything you taste, you touch, you smell, anything is being recorded. This is all going into the government databases. This is why they need their 5G all over the place to track and trace, folks. Seriously, if you haven't seen the movie, go watch it with Gene Hackman. Go watch it. Enemy of the State. That's 20 years old, and the technology that they talked about in that movie was already in use. Where do you think we are 2 decades plus down the road? I want to thank you for being here today. Please, ladies and gentlemen, support the network. We got a long way to go. And the journey that you take will be with us, or it won't. Thanks for being here.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.